Check out this track.
Yeah, Pater's Pod 43. 43. Yeah, man, you always have your great tracks keyed up.
Gosh.
Jeez, let him go. Let him go off. Let him go off. Let him go. Let him go. A ton of energy. I didn't feel like I put out. I feel like I didn't put out that much energy on that one because I was.
You're trying.
I was actually watching the old episodes, and I was like, "Fuck! I just am such a. I just have turned into what you might call a beast, in a bad way." Well, like just watching it, because you know what it was I made a.
Is it a bad way?
I'm not really a viewer. It's kind of when I watch it, I'm not a viewer. I'm watching myself, but. I was watching that cut down I made, the Stolen Valor one.
Yeah.
I guess it was a really long cut down, but I had to sit and listen to my voice for so long. And I had to keep watching it when I posted it. You know when you do that, you just keep having to watch it?
Oh, Bosch is... And the voice we just saw Bosch.
Oh, we did.
Bosch popped in the email, brand new to Pater. This is the fastest Pater to Pater to Pater's pod ever. I'm talking probably 5 minutes.
Pater to host... Pater to host eyeballs.
As well.
Why can I not find the fucking video to match?
Welcome, Bosch. Let's welcome. Everyone get a welcome, Bosch.
But anyway, I was just saying...
Is his first name Harmonious, or is he named after the drill? That's what I said.
But I'm repeating myself. Also, Dark Marker, you're in good company. We got some nice freshies. Dark Marker's a great fresh one.
And so we got Bosch to match... As well as one would say. Thank you for welcoming in the Bosch. My batteries are dying. I don't know if I'm becoming less clear, but
what we always say about you is that you're beholden to batteries. What the hell? That's what they call a reprise, right? Is my mic level okay?
That's called quiet.
Turn that fucker up.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
But I was just saying earlier, I was trying to turn my energy down because
why?
I felt like actually it's insane if you go watch the first episode.
Oh, I've seen that, yeah.
It's like fucked up because it's so low E and low T.
Yeah, well, what's
and then you watch last week's episode and I'm going, so guys, wait, and I just feel like it's just, I don't know.
I say you feel it out
in the
moment.
What do the roamers think? What am I doing?
Well, I don't know what you're doing.
I'm like...
What are you trying to do? It is a bit hot. Is the fan getting to you, sir?
No, it's not hot, and that's not why I was moving my hands like that, fucker. No.
Okay, that's fine. Here's a good OJ song.
There we go.
OJ. We're enjoying that. Gosh, Doug. I was up just doing the very last touches of the rendering of part of the Motel Hunters last night. What's wrong?
I just ended the poll. Like,
what poll?
Dana made a poll, and I just fucking smashed end on it. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to end that, Dana.
After so much poll trouble.
I don't
well.
Know why I was like, what is going on with me? I think I did eat enough and I had too much Red Bull.
Yeah.
Sorry I ended that poll.
You twitched.
Sorry, and I interrupted you. Yeah, so this is great. Let's talk about Motel Hunters.
Well, I was just going to say, we did the final finishing touches, so stayed up a little late, and gosh, today at work was a drag, Doug. I was so tired, but then had 3 Red Bulls along the day, right up with you.
Had 3 8-ounce bulls.
Three tinies.
24.
And you had one big boy.
I had 20.
A barrel. And so now I'm wide awake, and I'm probably going to crash hard, but we're enjoying an expensive local beer that I bought one of on Monday, and it's been in the fridge. And so that's what I'm doing. However, wow. Doug, I'm unusually wired. I was having heart palpitations moments before the main broadcast. We're enjoying that.
You get heart palpitations. I get those too. You know, I actually have like a heart condition or
why?
Something.
Why?
Well, my mom has it and my uncle has it, and it's not, it doesn't kill you, but
it it ended so fast.
Yeah, I fucked it up. No, I have like a mitral valve prolapse.
The fuck?
I have a prolapsed ass. Just kidding. I have a prolapsed heart. That's kind of poetic. There's something poetic about having a prolapsed heart.
I've only heard it say
prolapsed. What does that mean romantically?
Prolapsed anus.
It's like your valve goes like dunk, dunk.
Oh, so it is like the sock.
And it happens like randomly, but it's not bad. I haven't got it checked out, but I have the exact same feeling and everything as all the other people in my family who have had it confirmed diagnosed. So I don't need to go get it diagnosed. I know what it is. But they will, like, if my mom gets her teeth cleaned.
What do they do?
What?
They can't give her
uppers? No, they give her some meds before they clean her teeth because apparently you get bacteria in your blood or plaque or whatever. It's possible that you can have a heart attack. So I've had this fear of getting my teeth cleaned for years.
Shoot.
Because I'm not diagnosed with the mitral valve prolapse, so I have to say to the dentist, hey, I'm not diagnosed with this thing, but I probably do have it. And since I probably do have it, can you give me whatever drug you would give someone who does have it? And they look at me with... going
no
huh,
you gotta go see Dr.
And then they go and they kill me.
You gotta see Dr. Bahar, my dentist, who's my wife's dentist, who gets her hair cut and my wife's work.
My wife's dentist. What have you heard about this? My wife's dentist. I don't know. I just
let me think of this. Like my wife has a dentist.
New York style comedian guy.
Rodney Dangers. But Doug, I'm gonna refer you, and you're gonna just pay $20-$30, you know, to get your teeth cleaned every 6 months, and they treat you there. They put big glasses on you, and they let you watch the Food Network. They say
sunglasses to make you look cool like a freaking rock star.
Actually, they're
rock star dentist.
They're thick frame, plastic frame, very trendy and super good. So they don't spit anything, and they offer you headphones, and they say, "What do you want to watch?"
Well, that's weird. That's too much. I don't want that.
Oh, it's elite.
I want anesthesia for teeth cleaning. We got Corporal Geckle. We got Touche. Free drink ticket. Bova D's. Trash Image. Trash Image says my dad. My dad had a quintuple bypass plus pacemaker. His heart is like a crazy machine now. That is pretty wild.
The guy whose valor I was stealing last week, Carlin was the name on
George
the thing.
Carlin.
Kevin Carlin. He gave me that shirt. First off, I got a big bone to pick. I was stealing a specific person's valor, and all these dummies, non-roamers in the comments
thing,
saying, critiquing, calling my shirt a replica or something.
Yeah, that was great. Okay,
this guy handed it to me and said,
"Let's tell the parents."
He goes, "Hey, this is going to fit you like a glove," and it does. It's shocking.
So you're, and he's deceased, right?
He's dead, but he had a pacemaker.
You're stealing a dead veteran's valor. Okay, so
by his wishes.
So we have to tell the parents that we had some great. Like, not really hater, but just, like, dummy comments on that cutdown where they said...
The Stolen Valor cutdown.
And the one guy looked like he was in the military or something. Or, like, a wannabe. He looked like ROTC. But he was like... he was like, "I actually don't think this is Stolen Valor because the jacket looks vintage and it doesn't even look real anyway." And that's a huge insult to Carlin.
Kevin. Mr. Carlin.
Mr. Kevin Carlin, who is the actual...
Staff Sergeant.
But Stan's stepdad.
He stands me from the grave. But
anyway, I thought that was funny. Some of those comments are good. I like the one guy goes, "He wears a vintage jacket. Big deal."
And I will tell this.
How do you watch that and think that it's serious?
I know. That's the main thing. I shouldn't even be arguing about.
I want more of that. That's one of the good. But bonuses of getting more views is just more of that. I want more of this just hyper confused.
It's been a while. It's been a long time since we've had a very same page audience.
You know what it was? It's certain keywords like that one got shoved into the Stolen Valor algorithm. There's people out there looking at
trowling.
Stolen Valor. Yeah, for sure. Like that guy in his picture, he's in a military uniform. He's like a teenager and he's obsessed with Stolen Valor.
JROTC.
You know why? I bet because he's not military and he's like a kid and he's worried. He's been looking up the legal definition of Stolen Valor. So he wants to toe the line as close as he can.
They need to
so
do what my friends in high school. You know, as we discussed last week, we were enjoying videos. Well, I had friends who enjoyed war reenactments. And so they
head
to toe. This was around the time Band of Brothers came out. So everyone wanted to be a member of the 101st Airborne. But me and my buddy would film them blowing up and be like, "We're making an army movie." But that's what you should do. Don't join the JROTC. God forbid, just dress up like a movie guy or something like that. But I will say this, Doug. This is a big reveal. I was wearing that Vietnam jacket that Kevin gave me the other day.
Yeah.
And I was pulled over for a brake light being out. And the cop pulled me over, and I haven't been pulled over in 10, 15 years since my Lincoln, which was funny. At the time, I had spit out my window, and the cop walked by. The big loogie on my window is disgusting. Anyways, that was a long time ago. So I get pulled over for the brake light, and he walks up, and the cop, before he even gets to the window, my window's down, and I'm going, oh, boy. He stops, and he goes, oh, I didn't realize you were military. And I go, I just didn't say anything.
Yeah, he said, not only that, but I'm a time traveler, too. I just got out of this shit in Vietnam. This is how old this fucking jacket is, you dummy.
And I just sat there and went, I didn't say anything. He goes, you are military, right? And I go, well, it was my father's. And he goes, all right, get home safe.
Oh, even better. You're a military child. You deserve even more respect.
Fix your brake lights.
It'd be funny if that was his,
he didn't check my ID. Because talk about guys like high schoolers in the JROTC. Police officers similarly really want to be in the military, but oftentimes can't for unforeseen health reasons, psychological reasons, educational reasons.
Yeah,
it's tough.
Mostly psychological. Axton Usro says they used to do paintball games reenacting famous battles. I went to a D-Day one once. Yeah, so I went and played paintball once with these guys in Savannah when I was in high school, and. The regular game was just like regular in the woods paintball, whatever. But then there was this big field and they were like, all right, Revolutionary War style now. And they lined everyone up.
Revolutionary War style
is what they said, I guess. They're like,
yeah.
I guess maybe they said Civil War style. I think they said Revolutionary War. Even more archaic by 100 some odd years. They put everybody in two lines. And me and the kid that I went with, we were like, wait, what are we doing? And they're like, we're going to do Revolutionary War style. We just shoot straight at each other.
With
and
paintball.
Then, and he's like, when you get hit, you take a knee. But it's like, wait, but then you can just still get hit like...
More in the face.
What the fuck's wrong with you guys? So we were like, no, can we not do this one? They're like, I guess. And then we just were like, no, we're not going to do that. It's not fun. The fun part is to like do a game.
Yeah, you sneak and funny. Hide and so on.
And it's like Revolutionary War style. We're wearing hoodies and shit. Like,
yeah.
If you want to go reenact, go reenact.
Yeah. Revolutionary War style.
Skins and shirts, Revolutionary War paintball. Actually, we played in shorts and no shirts.
Oh, boy.
That was really epic.
Gosh.
And we had some welts. Boy, after that, we had some welts on the back of the... I got one in my knee pit real bad once. Right in the knee pit.
Sorry, this is a weird track to play. You got hit in the knee pit, man. I'm sorry.
Man, we had Tippmann 98s. We had it all,
yeah,
man.
You and I were talking about the
we were Tippmann 98 guys. Tippmann. I used to love playing paintball. That was like all I thought about for a while.
My friend had a lot, and he was into that. And
Stolen Valor.
He had a pump plastic for like the reject kids that show up without a Tippmann.
He didn't have CO2?
No, he had all these Tippmann 98 customs and all this
Tippmann
shit.
Tippmann 98 custom, baby.
But if you showed up with that one, you'd get this plastic piece of shit junk with a pump.
Spider. That was what I was trying to remember.
Oh,
the spider was the non.
The hopper.
It was always like neon colors were spiders, and they were taller and more sleek. And the Tippmann looked like a chode, like short with the handle. I actually had a spider knockoff from Walmart. It was mine. It was neon blue. But it wasn't Spider. It was like the shitty one. Spider, yeah.
Spider with a Y.
Schmim says, I used to airsoft as well. There's a bunch of young boys in my neighborhood
puzzling.
Airsofting next to my house now.
Oh, gosh.
In the abandoned, burned-down house. They're airsofting now. I looked over. The kid had like a, it looked like an Uzi.
Oh, boy.
I was like, oh, shit, because it looked really real.
Yeah,
And then I hear it go, and he's like 12 years old. I never played airsoft. I never got into that.
Well, I think our generation was of the paintball.
It wasn't fun.
I don't think microplastics were advanced enough at our time.
Also, airsoft, like, how do you know you get hit always? It didn't seem like you would really know that you got hit. With a paintball, you know you got hit. It hurts, and it hits you, and blows up.
I got hit now.
So should we talk about Motel Hunters? I love this logo. Sam cooked up this logo, which we love.
Yeah, thank you very much. Doug,
we got on a shirt. We should have said about
did it
shirt.
Yesterday. That was the last one of the last things. Doug and I were I was sending him cuts to review over the whole editing process, and then he said, "I can't wait to see that logo. You're gonna blow it out of the park, buddy."
Yeah.
And gosh,
you did.
Well, thank you.
I was gonna stick a pole on it to make it look like a sign.
I actually had legs on the pole, and I deleted them because they made what they call unpleasant tangents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For the thumbnail, I wanted something in the middle of it, but I stuck tape measure.
Oh, I love
fill the space because
yeah, the thumbnail was,
that was kind of an important part of this episode.
Thumbnail was fantastic. I'm gonna turn myself down.
Sedge says Motel Hunters is a hit. Thank you, Sedge.
Thank you.
I'm happy with it. I want to do more like that now. I want to do. That was one day of shooting. And exercising a style where we go out and let it write itself, kind of in the sense that we just go out and we have a rough idea, but then we just go do stuff with the camera and have fun. I would like to do that more. I want to do that more with traveling. We go to another city and just let it unfold. The whole thing of the Sling Fest being like that, we didn't plan on that at all. And then we kind of shoved it in.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing about it is it seems kind of crazy. Like, what the hell? This guy named Popcorn at a Sling? What the heck? But actually, this is how the world is. If you just go out and look for stuff, it's there. Especially in Atlanta. Atlanta's got a lot of bizarre things going on. But it's like this everywhere. You just go out and you just stick your damn neck out and you find something odd going on and just film it. It's actually, I don't know. There's more out there than you think. You just have to get up early, get the camera, get the gear, go to a busy area and just wait. And then actually, what we were talking about, like our style of like, because the whole thing of going and screwing with people in reality and bringing the comedy segment to reality.
Let's bring it to the specific Discord comment. I believe they said this, you know, ever since Channel 5 is longer on the air, this filled my hole in my heart. But we're going to, and I'll say that Doug and I are certainly interested in meeting more strangers, but it's going to be in a Southern style, and we're going to display Southern hospitality and manners. Yeah.
What I like, cause there's a whole movement, whatever, not to get too stupid about it, but
no, it's
the whole thing, show that came out recently with the entire jury is fake except for one guy, and they're just it's an insane prank on him for days. It's funny, it's interesting, whatever, but that whole thing, like Nathan Fielder was the thing that started it. You know, it's like going out and having this elaborate thing and then involving people and bringing them into the bit. I like the idea of going and having absolutely normal interactions with people and then putting that into a crazy world that they're separate out of too. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean,
just get a bunch of footage and interacting with normal people and then construct a story around that instead of like really I don't want to like spoof on people, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
that makes sense.
The slingshots, I almost call them spiders, but they do look like spiders. Which, by the way, another beautiful Discord comment from the recently joined. I believe no, that was it was recently joined, talking about a sedan or van model slingshot. So we're talking about a slingshot.
I like how he said Sudan.
Sudan, yeah.
I put the Sudanese flag on that.
Yeah, Minnie joined behind you, straight behind.
That was Jonah, right?
Yes, Geico Gecko style avatar. Anyway, the thing is that we're gonna do more of things in the spirit, constructed around TV pilots, just in case. You know, they always say diversify when you're pitching, have a big diverse palette. So if me more, God forbid, they don't accept Motel Hunters, we're gonna have another one loaded up in the cannon and blast it really hard back at them, and one of these will stick. Would you say?
Yeah, I mean, they have to. I mean, we already know them so well, have such a great relationship with them as well. And we know them, and they know us. And so it's just logical that they would, you know, if we land on something good, I mean, it's too good to deny. If the idea is good, if the idea is really good and well executed and we're talented as well, then they have to make it. Because then we have a good relationship with them as well. So they would want to obviously make something with us as well.
Exactly.
I
wanted to show off this
Corporal
cool...
Geckle says, I'm convinced the slings come pre-programmed to blast music as loud as possible.
Well, they that's one loud, thing. The gentleman...
Motorcycles, I too.
The gentleman that we interviewed, who was not Popcorn, it was Mr. Wilson, a.k.a. the
Williams.
Williams, Bobcat.
I forgot that he said he was
I know.
Called the Bobcat.
Were you kicking yourself that we didn't say Popcorn and Bobcat?
I know.
It was fucking killing
me. I know.
Yeah, that was the same thing. He listens to the music in his full face helmet.
He wears a helmet like a nerd.
Well,
you don't need a helmet on those.
But what if, Doug, what if I told you that the helmet may be in the shape of a skull?
Oh, okay, that's badass. Yeah, that's swell.
I thought so.
Damn.
I wanted to show off this cool YouTube channel called The Midnight Special. And there's somebody going crazy over here running this YouTube thing.
Everybody feel all right?
Yeah!
Everybody feel good?
You're going to see some often never before seen or at least very freshly restored performances by some of the best.
It's, yeah, it's young. Like an HD, too. It's good.
Yeah, it's in great quality. Anyway, I know Doug's a big James head.
Yeah. It's that energy.
Yeah.
You know what it is? I'm trying to bring that James energy to the show, and it's going too far.
No.
But the thing I respect about his...
You think James stopped himself?
He's just not... He's just moving the whole time and just... He's just going the whole time. I don't like this low energy stuff, and that's kind of why
Well, yeah.
I don't like this sitting
and look at
and
him.
Chatting.
He's telling him to get up.
Get up! Get up! Come on! Go! Get up! Go! Get up! Get up! I love that shit.
Yeah. He never stopped. Doug, I say you should follow in the footsteps of the great thing.
It's so much kinetic energy in it. Get up! Get up! Get up!
But anyways, it's called the Midnight Special. There's some new, never-before-seen performances by the greats, such as Gladys Knight. I watched it. I've never seen her so young perform Midnight
She's
Trainer
from
Georgia.
Atlanta, right?
Yes, sir. Midnight Trainer Georgia. That hit she performs on Midnight Special. Steely Dan, never-before-seen performance of Reel In of the Years, and many more treats for you to enjoy and your ears to savor.
What about Little Richard?
Look at that mustache, too. I never seen
they got
him
Little
with,
Richard?
I never seen James with such a big caterpillar mustache on his. Let's check for Little Rich.
We want that Macon swagger.
I feel like I'm going to have a... My heart's going to explode. Bee Gees and Chuck Berry. Okay, what?
What? No, thank you.
Richard, I didn't... Oh, they have comedy, too. So if you're not a fan of music...
We need to move on. This is in the past.
Okay.
We can't be living in the past, living in the 1970s. We're looking towards the future. And if we sit here and dwell on the past and living in the past, it's disrespectful to our future children and the world that they will inherit.
All right.
And I'm astounded that you would even just, God.
Heard.
So how's the chat doing on that note?
Bee Gees hater? Certainly not. I don't know if anyone's.
No, I love the Bee Gees.
Don't get
I love
Doug
the BBs. Jonah Weinbaum says, me to everyone who has died in my life, but I don't believe they're dead. Huh?
I don't know. Well, stand by for context on that.
Shmim says, I've been wondering what instrument you played since you mentioned your music days. Are you talking to me? Is that me?
I don't
know. That funky soul, but get up. Drive that funky soul. I play all sorts of instruments.
Yeah, it's... Just about
Colin
everyone.
Oliver says, I only listen to AI music.
Yeah, that's a nightmare. Sounds, let's play some. I have an account with this. It makes dog shit noise, frankly.
I see these long comments that people leave on a video, and I always know it's like a 1-2 punch. It's like a paragraph, and it always starts with, I love your show and your channel. It's awesome. And then you're like, okay, here we go. But y'all's toenails aren't clipped exactly with 1 millimeter down to y'all's toes. So, you know, your toenails are one decameter too long. I think creators should have a longer toenail. You go, oh, thanks so much. Thanks for being a fan of the show. Like the guy, not to dwell on the haters too much, the fucker who's like goes, I heard that you guys use AI to write your show.
He said it right about half, too. That's a funny...
Yeah, half.
Funny thought.
His friend just happened to tell him. His friend.
His mate. No, his some, mate. His He's mate. Australian, frankly.
Yeah, it just... Hey, did you hear about... Hey, did you know that Skeleton Realm writes over half their show using AI?
Well, I'm going to spend about 3 days pondering this, and then at AI, the end of 3 days...
How would AI write... That's what I love is like...
Well, he's never used it and doesn't know how to
No, he has.
It.
If you go... I don't want to dox this guy.
No, he did it. He did it. That was his first time doing it.
He deleted his comment. He put his tail between his legs.
Yeah, well, we're speaking... Just, let's not be too broad. Let's either go full
well, whatever.
In.
It's just... I think it's funny to say... To make an accusation like that, which I don't take kindly to because we don't use AI to write our fucking show. We use AI tools, of course.
Yeah, because it spits out, like,
images with AI, yeah.
Someone commented on Motel Hunters saying, you know what, it would have been way better if you hired a voice actor. And we were generating some voiceover the second before the deadline.
Win. You just can't
win.
We need rapid
turnaround. We can't wait on, first off, we employed a real voice actor for Doug's entire footnotes of Fabricio. We respect voice actors, and so don't get me fucking wrong, but let's listen to some dog shit here. So this is AIVA. It's a music generation AI.
Oh, yeah, the AI music.
And so I shoved a Bach track in there. I think I actually input the MIDI in there.
Oh.
Let's hear what it gave. It's got a load from the
What'd you put
the
in
old...
Bach?
Some kind of
classical
keyboard partita.
Yeah, Ryan Sanders says, it would have been way better if you spent hundreds of dollars to do something that can be done for free. That's exactly what they're saying. It's bizarre.
Thank you, Ryan.
It's like, okay, I mean...
Listen to this dog shit.
Sounds great to me.
It does not. It sounds like dog shit.
Hush! I don't think composing a song is something that's very good at.
Nor will it ever.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. It's not like it's gonna. There's a lot of hype on it. There's like what we like to call VC hype, venture capital hype. It's called VCH.
Let's hear.
It's been injected into the tech.
This is the reference. This is
how
what
this
the AI was supposed to replicate here.
Sounds awesome.
Now that's music, baby.
Now that's cool.
That's music.
Wait, an AI did that?
Wrong.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
But let's hear some jazz from the AI as well.
Yeah, that's the snare sounds ridiculous.
AI jazz, really?
This is so cool. Professional musicians who get paid to clock in and make music each day at the music store
shaking their boots
might be out of a job soon.
Yeah.
Some of these professional musicians who go and do musician, their job is their role, musician.
Clocking in, you said.
Yeah.
Oh, and
That's
then
like
sunlight lush stream.
You know, you go to some countries and you have to write your job or whatever.
Yeah.
When I was doing like music. And I was working at the bar and shit, you know. I remember I went to Japan and I just put like musician. I just thought it was funny the idea that I'm like a professional, like I wear a musician hat.
Yeah.
I'm a musician.
Well, I was thinking about last week during the bonus game birthday game night that we all enjoyed with the Paters, which was
a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. But we got a new moniker for Doug that was the Hard Bard because someone compared you to Shakespeare.
Hard.
The Bard.
On
so
a hard
I said you're
swag.
The Hard Bard.
Hmm.
And so I would agree with that. The thing I said, and I'll leave it at
that. Bofus says, have you heard the AI that completes songs?
I'm sure it's a little more advanced. This I am using a dog shit service here, but no. I'm totally unfamiliar with the
AI
music.
Music thing to me is, it's not that exciting because you can just get like royalty-free bullshit so easy. I guess it could be cheaper. It's like Midjourney where you need a stock image. It's cheaper to have a $30 a month Midjourney than like whatever it is for that stock, for Shutterstock or whatever.
Yeah.
But Shutterstock's integrating their own. I don't know. Midjourney's gotten so good that you can get anything you want, man. You can get, and you just type white background if you need it to be like a PNG and cut out the background. It's like you can get anything. You can combine stuff.
Oh, gosh, and I love the Photoshop beta that I can circle little gorbs and remove.
Yeah, that's
gorbs.
Pretty good, too, but the Photoshop, it doesn't, it's not that, it's not like Midjourney.
It's a screwdriver, you know
what
I versus use it for? A hammer.
Use
the tools at the same time.
I use it just for removing things. If you can get it to remove or like doing stuff that Photoshop already does, but just in 20 seconds. That's what that's good for. But good. People doing the streams where they're like, let's try Photoshop beta.
Well, that's...
And they try to complete it. And it's like, whoa, it put me in a cave just because my room was dark. And the cave looks like, it looks like 2021 Dolly, dude. It looks like crap. So, boring. Boo!
Damn. Ah! Okay.
Colin Oliver says, my week's been strong. Ryan Sanders says, but pop music, there's no reason it can't be AI. It follows a formula, right? There's an input and an output in some sense. But not really. I don't know. Even pop music has something to it to me that an AI can't.
Yeah, I mean, you could say the thing about music is that one layer under the formula is the pure ambiguity of abstract human experience and subjective art, and so you'd be busting on that.
I think there's something about music.
You can generate blues. Sure, you can generate blues music. That's about it.
No, I would say no. I mean,
I'm a blues hater.
I think that really formulaic computerized music can obviously you can spit that out because it's just like a computer, like it's just mathematical. You know what I mean? But there's things in music that where the mistakes are interesting, you know, where it's like a live recording, but not, it's not live, but it's like, there are things that happen in like rock music or whatever, indie or something, where there's like mistakes. I mean, there's not a lot of that anymore because it's gotten so produced and the mistakes are on purpose kind of, so you could replicate the purposefully made mistakes.
No, but not
do enough of it. But I just think that it's
not
there. Maybe it could be there.
And back to the discussion of the hater, who was now a reformed hater, who immediately did some kind of public ritual in the comments to cleanse themselves of it. Yeah. Anyways, but he was the thing that people don't understand when they're like, "Wow, did you get AI to write that?" Is that no? If there's a typo in it, if there's this oddness, if there's a swagger, a style, which is swagger and style is erroneous. Style itself is a problem and an error, and that is from the human soul and so on. And so when GPT makes shit, it's as dry as styrofoam and it stinks. And they can't emulate mistakes because that would be a perfect emulation of a mistake, which is therefore not a mistake, right? And so it's a fool's errand. We're never going to, like, the soul of writing will always connect to the reader when it's from human. Unless it's just plagiarism.
I think his thing was, he was saying that we use ChatGPT to write the show, not to create supplemental pieces of work that go along with a skeleton that we have created. He was saying that, like, the skeleton is I think that's what he was trying to say was, like, the segment ideas are coming from AI, which is not the case at all.
But in his example, what he did is took a screenshot of ChatGPT and said, imagine, first off, his terminology, I'll give him a pass. He's an Australian imitating some kind of American isms, but he goes, imagine being a natty.
No, he's talking about natty and bodybuilding.
Yeah, I know. He said, imagine being a natural comedian.
Yeah, he's making
master.
The.
But anyway, he screenshotted.
They say natty. He's like, he was basically saying.
He said steroids.
That ChatGPT was like steroids.
Which is a very fucked up thing.
No, but I love his characterization of all this because he goes, okay, ChatGPT's like doing steroids. And if you're a comedian who's using it, it's basically like a super ripped guy saying he's natty when he's using steroids. And his thing, and then at the end of it, he goes, it's like being this incredibly artistic wellspring of creativity and genius level writing. And then I went, okay, we're not using AI. Let's get that out of the way. We're not using AI. So you're saying we're an incredible wellspring? He's looking at us going, these guys have to be using steroids. They're so buff.
Well, it's very flattering.
Their content is so fucking ripped that they have to be using steroids. I took it as a huge compliment.
It certainly is.
He thinks that we're cheating because he also thinks comedy is like this competitive thing.
But on the flip side,
we're cheating. It's not fair. But no, dude, it's all genetics, bro. We're big. We're ripped.
On the flip side, though, he's also seeing – he typed in a bunch of random words to ChatGPT. This is his screenshot that he posted that was a pure insult.
He's getting a lot of Peter podcast time.
And it certainly is. I'll try to keep it brief. But anyways, he generated that and said, this thing I generated with just a few words is amazing. And he didn't share it, by the way. He cropped it out. But what I'm saying is that this compliment came from a guy who generated dog shit, dog food from the shit GPT thing that can generate, as our HR department knows, it can generate fantastic legal letters and formal.
Yeah, which we do use it
junk.
For, but that's not writing the
when
show.
When you want something
Midjourney
extremely.
Midjourney creates pictures too.
When you want something very boring,
if you
it's
want
good
a
at that.
Long legalese or something, copy. It's like whatever, yeah.
But this is a guy who likes eating dog food. That's
okay,
all I'm saying.
I will say he's really. Let's just play devil's advocate. Let's say that we did use AI to write all the bits. What about the performance element of the show? Are we AI? Is the video AI? How about all the performance element? So here's the thing. Jerry Seinfeld, people say that he's one of the greatest comedians of all time. I would challenge this guy to perform word for word a Jerry Seinfeld routine to a room of people who have never seen the routine. And see if he can get them to laugh. I would bet my life that he couldn't.
He does
because
do stand-up.
He sucks at performing. So a human made a Jerry Seinfeld bit, and you can't perform it because you suck. So I would say even if AI wrote, I'm making that distinction to say that even if AI wrote the stuff, we're good performers. So we can perform something. Give me a it's like a John Lennonism. Give me a tuba, I'll give you something. If AI wants to give me a random nonsense, I'll perform. Because we're performers, because we take pride in our performance, and we practice that because we are theatrical thespians.
Yes.
Curse word detected.
However, I will say that they do not. So correct. It says even if, but they do not write. We don't got the machines clacking away. But if we did, that would be a nightmare and really difficult and time consuming. Why the fuck? God damn.
I think it would take longer to figure out what to ask. Once you've already figured out what to ask ChatGPT in order to get one of our segments in all its intricacies, especially the 4 or 5 part ones, what you would think of to ask it to have it spit that out would take longer than writing the segment that you're
expecting.
Because
then you got
to correct. So it doesn't make sense.
I know.
Anyway, we're
what do you call him?
Why even address somebody?
I'm sorry. I brought it up. I brought up the hater.
I get
fired
up.
But let's move on.
I know it's not fun to listen to.
Is the word in the British and Australian words is a nonce for a dummy?
A nonce, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll call him a nonce.
It's like slang for like a dummy.
Yeah. So we'll call him that, and we'll leave it at that. But are we all moving to Skelton, UK? Hell no. We would move to Wagstaff, UK.
Here's a fun question. Musey says, "What are your inspiration with writing the show?"
Oh boy!
What are your inspiration with writing the show?
It's the furthest down part of the barrel of the brain when we're scraping it at night. Usually, it's night at falling asleep is the best way to do it. But I don't know. We're desperate. Any fucking thing that comes.
Well,
our
I don't
mind.
Know. I think like you anything. Know, we are fans of anything you'd think we would be. You know?
Anything.
Just the classic
stuff. I thought they meant inspiration isn't like method of walking around every day.
Then they said, how do you write the show?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, we just write it through the week. I have been writing most of it recently.
Actually,
that's not true. You had some good contributions.
Several, yeah. But it used to be more 50-50, but the past several half. But
I don't know. What's an example? I'm trying to think of like a bit.
Let's look at our doc. Let's see here.
We'll run through this. Okay, so we got our test scores back. That one just came to me randomly. I think I was just... I don't know, I've been liking the dynamic of Sam and I being angry at each other. And I like the dynamic of me trying to one him up even and then constantly losing.
Yeah.
And I like the idea of somebody just losing or winning without even trying and they're not competitive. And then I just put it into a condensed
This one dumb motherfucker reviewing the footage right now is in the archives. That's just what it sounds like. Imagined a man named Belstadt. And about 10,000 years from now, reviewing the show and going,
it's
wow,
hard
look
to
at
explain.
These. I mean,
like,
why? It is what it is.
Yeah,
it just occurs to you.
They're self-explanatory.
Yeah, they occur to you exactly whole piece. Well, actually, that's not true. I think a more interesting. These are bad examples, but oftentimes the fun ones are when you and I are tag teaming, and we're going
man,
pop,
dude,
pop, pop, pop.
Some of the fun stuff we and we used to be more like this because we lived together, but some of the fun stuff we could do and we would just come up with stuff together in the same room is crazy. We don't spend much time together except for the show. But if we did, I mean, if we went in and had an office and worked every day, I mean, we would be able to come up with 100 times more. This is just kind of, I don't know, this is just what comes out.
Yeah, these are very
cooking beans in our kitchen.
The labor's getting.
But if we sat and said, all right, we have a whiteboard and we're having a writer's room.
Gosh, which we have.
It'd be cool to have a writer's room with a bunch of other writers. I think maybe it'll come to that at some point because we'll just be so milked. I don't really feel that way now, but maybe we'll be so milked that we won't be able to, like, we'll be so dry that we need, like, a crew of people.
There's no pure dry. There's always going to be a dribble. And
we do.
And it's, all of this is based off of experience and dreams and so on. And we're never going to run out of those. We're never going to run out of ideas, Doug.
This is a good question. How much bigger do you have to get before you can go full skeleton realm time?
I got to pay my mortgage. That's about all I care about. Yeah.
I've crunched the numbers, and I think we need a 10X from here, just about a 10X.
Yeah, so slow.
Which is not that crazy, a 10X.
We need a
10
pop.
A 10X from here is 60,000 subs on YouTube. It's 60K Instagram. You know, it's 1,000 payers instead of 120.
The key is...
And we would be able... I think we could make it work with Sam paying his mortgage full-time.
That's about it. And then I'll do some freelance on the side. I'll juice
myself. I think
myself.
At a 10X, you probably wouldn't have to do that.
Oh, yeah. But along the way.
I bet you at like a 5 or a 6X, so like 50K subs, 25K subs, you might be able to make it work with a freelance.
We need a celeb. We need like a shout. But, we need shout-outs.
We do need shouts. We need some sort of shout-out. I mean, I don't know.
High-profile shouters.
It's funny to me. I think that that's very reasonable. I don't want... We don't need and we don't expect 1 million fucking subs, which is ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, we're niche creators. It's fine.
But I need to be able
but
to drift
I think
into...
50K, 60K subs and 1,000 paters. See, our paters now, like, we have 120-something paters, and you guys are so devoted. You guys are true fans. That's what we need is 1,000 true fans, like you guys. So that might not pan out the same way as it grows. There might be a bunch of people. I mean, we don't know. I mean, people could come in and they come and go. You need like a core. I'd say that's why I say like a 10X of our operation. Then we could do full. And then I'll tell you, if we do that, we go to Macon or we go wherever.
Yeah, then my mortgage is poof, it's
then,
gone.
Then the real estate is like nothing and yeah, we can exactly. actually live cheap and we like. You know.
But I'm as a great
I'm not
man.
Going to LA.
Great man you know? Once said, "I'm caught in a trap and there's no way out."
He's trapped. He doesn't have Max Tracy as a dad.
Yeah,
his dad's not Max Tracy.
Imagine this. All right, I want. Imagine this. Don't hate me. I'm streaming. All right.
Baby, I'm streaming.
Levels but the 100 tier. That'd be cool.
That's brilliant. Yeah, this that
Dana says y'all need to all work on getting famous. You know what was you know what I have always thought?
Yeah, you've said this.
Our community
flatter
like,
them, please.
For some reason, like not for some reason, but I guess when we started this, we had like 2 viewers or whatever. Now we have a solid community with all these different people that are unique and interesting, and I'm starting to get an understanding of what it's like because I didn't know what kind of people we would attract to our show. The people who comprise the Realmer community are these insanely high IQ, highly intelligent, productive, interesting people. One of y'all is going to get way more famous than us or bigger than us with a bigger fan base. It's a certainty. I know it because a lot of you guys are kind of young too. So that's what's going to be our ticket. So here's what you guys need to do, Realmers, is get some fire under your ass and go get 1 million subs and become the next XQC streamer, the guy who watched Death of Day. Become him and make a $100 million deal and just give us, one of those
yeah.
million. That's what it's actually going to happen. That's my psychic prediction for the Realmosphere. So anyway, because we can't do it. We're too weird.
We're fucked.
I'm trying to think of an analogy in some other. We're like the local, I don't know. I can't think of an analogy. Touche says, I'ma blow up and act like I don't know nobody. I love that. I love that shit. I love Riff Raff. Riff Raff is awesome. Riff Raff would fit so well into an episode. Yeah, he would be so good on the show.
There's a lot of individuals need to tap. You are our Stevie Moore in Looking for an Aeropink. That is
that's what we're talking about.
That is quite that's certainly the case. And we're gonna be about Stevie Moore's age by the time that we get to Bust, at which point our little old balls will be unable to do so.
Yeah, I mean, I think a 10X is reasonable in 5 years. I'll give it a 5-year trajectory. If it's 5 years from now and we're not doing this full time, it's quits.
We're hanging our hat up. All right.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know how many years you want to put into something.
I'm following your lead on that one.
5 years, I'll be 36.
I'm good at banging my head against the wall.
I still have some time to put together like a lawn care business, but I can't.
You coined.
I can't do this till 45 or 50 because then it's just I spent my life on it.
Certainly. But then you can sell.
No, you know what? Fuck that. I'm never stopping. We're going to do other things to supplement this forever. Fuck it.
All right. Sounds good.
You follow my lead. You do whatever I do, bitch.
No, I'm already. I've been working a terrible. I'm banging my head against the wall long before you ever coined that phrase. So my head is. I have brain damage. I don't care. Let's do it.
Bosch says, I feel like a good chunk of Germa's audience would get down with this realm. I love Germa. I think he's cool. I haven't dove into his content that much, but I've seen some of the live streams he does, and he's really funny. He's been doing stuff forever. You know Germa? Germa.
Right. Sanders says, Motel Hunters is 100% sellable. To whom?
Ryan, you have.
To whom?
You are more optimistic about that than me.
I'll email to whoever you say. Personally.
I don't think it is, but that's just me. Ryan knows things we don't know because Ryan's on the inside.
He is privy. He's very, very privy.
Maybe I'm too.
And he's a know-it-all, so he.
I don't want to fucking sell it. What are they gonna do? What are they gonna fucking? Then they just take it down, and then it's.
But it's such a replicable swagger that we could do that a million times over on Ass Hunters.
Yeah, yeah.
What if we hunt asses, Doug? We
just
could do
porn?
This shit. I meant.
I was thinking it'd be funny to get into this weird scenario where we just keep making these things and then selling them to somebody and they give us 10 grand and then they never get seen.
We're just like turning around 10K a month.
There's this community of like boomer executives that just hoard them. And do you remember that was
like
the plot of Animal Killers?
Cards.
Do you remember Animal Killers? That was the whole idea behind that. But also, which would be cool to show Pater's the script for that because I thought that's a really good script.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I haven't.
What else? What was I going to say?
One of the cast members of Animal Hunters was supposed to be the counting Vietnamese man.
Yeah, Eat Set. We would have had to get a lot of money for him, maybe.
Yeah, it was the dream cast.
It would have been an Adult Swim deal.
Timmy Thicke was supposed to be in
Skeleton
Landlord.
Yeah, Timmy Thicke was. That was part of the deal. Timmy Thicke had to be on Skeleton Landlord. Adult Swim wanted. They have to have Timmy Thicke. I wanted Skeleton to get like so horny for Timmy Thicke.
Yeah, that would have been incredible.
Timmy Thicke had a very interesting 15 minutes of fame. Anyone remembers TT, Timmy Thicke?
What were you thinking though? I interrupted you.
Gas station says boomers love SRL.
That's true.
Fucking say, I forgot.
My father-in-law.
Oh no, sorry. Shut up.
Please.
I was just saying that whole idea of a group of guys like us that just make these things, pilots, and get sold and no one sees for years and years and years. I realized that I think there's actually a fair number of people in LA that are doing that. And they have like 6 pilots and they've never been seen. They're not on YouTube. They're never allowed to be viewed.
Brent,
and they make 10 grand a year. And they live in LA.
The wonderful
Brent
Weinbach.
Maybe they'd 100 grand for him.
And Brent Weinbach and Doug Pound have, I think, both been down that.
That was
path.
One of the things that got me kind of not optimistic about our thing was I was like, why would they give us a show and they're not giving Brent Weinbach and
other
guys a show?
That's the,
why would we get a show? These guys are already, they're funnier than us. They're better than us. They're plugged in. They write better. Like, why? So what? They're just going to give these random guys a show. It's fat chance. Brent doesn't have a show?
I'll do it my way.
Brent, we worked with Brent once. Have we told Peters that?
Very peripherally.
We have to have some people here that are fans of the Poundcast, right?
Certainly so. I mean, Brent's a legend. Brent is...
I love Brent. We saw Brent and Doug, we saw them perform in Atlanta because opened for our Breathers, which was Lee's band that came here. And so we sparked up. I guess Brent was a fan of Breathers or something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They had a relationship, sort of. They knew each other. So, so that's how we met him, because we went to that show. And then Sam, through the agency that we both used to work at, we made a cartoon series called Drunk Rewind. You can find that on YouTube. And Brent did a voice in that cartoon. Yeah, because we contacted him and he agreed and he did a fun little voice. It's like
no charge.
Have we talked about Drunk Rewind? It's
I was leaving it up to you. I didn't know if you wanted to.
I don't know. I
think it's quite good.
Between 2018?
It's a public service announcement.
Yeah, I know. They're ads. Between 2018 and 2020 maybe, we made all these cartoon ads for this agency in town that I voice the character for, and they're directed towards like young people to tell them not to binge drink, but it's for Orange County, Florida specifically.
Hyper focused. Exactly.
So if you look up
White males in Orange County,
is it Drunk Rewind or
Drunken?
Drunken. If you look up Drunken Rewind,
start backwards. Yeah, don't watch
but
the early.
Good. The later one Sam wrote all of them, and I wrote half and half early on, I did the voice of the whole thing.
Yeah.
But Brent
the animation gets outstanding.
Brent was in one of those. The animation is phenomenal.
Oh, gosh.
Mike, our friend Mike, did that.
Well, no, Alex.
Haran. He worked on Rick and Marty.
He worked on everything.
That's big.
Name a cartoon.
Oh, he worked on other stuff too.
Every cartoon.
Alex is a legend. Alex is awesome.
Alex Haran is fantastic.
Anyway, that's a cool early Skelly thing. But,
anyways,
what was I going to say? Yeah, so Brent did it. There's an episode where there's like, I wake up and I'm hungover and I have an answering machine.
Yeah.
And there's all these people that are like leaving messages.
Big Boy
like,
from
Dude,
Outcast
you screwed up last
in that
night.
One.
And Big Boy from Outcast is in that too. So we got him to be in that.
So we got Big Boy and Brent in the same thing.
It was a fun little cartoon project. I thought they were really good and they deserve more views.
Good. So. I'm happy to hear that after all these years that they are quite good. And they were fun because working with that team. Mike Netland of Breathers, who the drummer of the band you're listening to right now.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Netland is the character designer. Alex Haran is the animator / storyboard artist. This is a three-man squad of pre-production. And then Doug waltzes in and voices practically every character under the sun.
Yeah, I did most of the characters. I want to do voice acting. I put together a voice acting reel. I actually sent it to Ryan because Ryan has some pull, as we say, in the industry. But I'm wondering why we don't have a freaking kids cartoon yet, because we've got these guys, these incredible animators. We've got some voice talent. We've got writing talent. We've got editing talent.
The only cartoon I would ever want
to
make.
And then we can send it to Mr. Ryan.
Yeah, I would want to make it.
Whoever else.
A kids programming is all I'd be interested in doing, frankly. Actually, I'll take
anything.
Good.
I mean, you know who would be great kids programming writing is Dana. Dana has a good mind for silly cartoon, i.e. sort of Adventure Time swag, sort of that style. We could
certainly
have Lin-Man be a big part of that.
Oh, gosh.
That'd be
yeah.
fun, wouldn't it?
Lin-Man looks like he looks a little too much like Jake from Adventure Time, frankly, Lin-Man.
This is the new Breather? Sorry, this is from the
last
one.
This is old one. Yeah. An oldie.
Breathers is epic, man.
Yeah, they're
underrated
darn
band.
Epic. Gosh, darn. Talk about motherfuckers hitting their heads against the wall, such as us.
Yeah, but they do it for the love of the game, man. They're just.
Are we not loving the game?
Fuck no. I love the Benjamins, dude. I'm in it for the love of the yacht.
Well, buckle up. Get
just
ready.
Just kidding. I'm in it for the love of the game, baby.
To quote Doug from Motel Hunters, get ready.
The best lines in Motel Hunters are Sam lines.
Bullshit.
They really are like, sounds like a job. That's really good. And then the other one that really cracked me and Dana up over and over was when you go, the triple wheel. He goes, hold on, slow your roll. What's a slingshot? Some kind of whip, dog?
I go,
that's really
hold
good.
On, Doug, slow your roll. What's a whip? Some kind of what's a sling?
What's a sling?
Some kind of whip, dog? Yeah, that was exciting.
And then
that was the magic. We built that one right on the
spot.
Oh
yeah,
we're gonna make bloopers.
We're gonna do the blooper reel because that took us 3 hours because we just couldn't get the lines up.
The power went out inexplicably.
Yeah, the power
three times.
It took us forever.
We had to restart all four.
And we inhaled probably 20 gallons of fog machine. But yeah, the blooper reel and that's gonna be really fun because I haven't really watched it. I want you guys to enjoy that.
Yes, so we're gonna bloop it up.
But then my other favorite Sam line was at the towards the end where you go, you have to shoot me in the head. And I go, get ready.
Corporal Geckel just echoed your sentiment there.
If I
have the proxies here, I could actually scrub around it right now if I have the proxies, which I believe.
We could view just a few of the things. I want to see the blooper reel. When can we get the blooper reel together?
I'll do it this weekend. Yeah.
Do it now!
That's
just probably something I could do, but I don't have the I don't have any of the files.
I have all the audio, but all the proxies are on my laptop. Oh well. But anyway, blooper reel incoming. And you're gonna love it.
TJ says, did you guys shoot the B-roll of the abandoned hotel? No.
None.
That was all
stock.
We just saw that one not just stopped.
Yeah, we did not enter.
There were a bunch
single
of people
motel.
Living in it.
Oh, it
there
was crowded. It was packed
in
there.
Yeah, it was like really inhabited, actually.
Yeah, a bit surprising of how well like furnished of I don't know. It was like an apocalypse in there.
It was
sad.
Cool, man.
Certainly
Terra
sad.
Boulevard is like a nasty
hellscape.
I mean, it just
sucks. I mean, and it's in Clayton County, the worst.
Clayton County.
The worst, like. Just place on
my
Earth,
mom was
yeah.
to,
the law enforcement. Yeah, you've told me about it. Everything you hear about it.
A little bit of background on my mom. I don't,
terrible.
This place. Isn't dox my mom. I'm so dox paranoid. I'm so paranoid about doxing. I won't even talk about some of the details of my mom. Holy crap. No, my mom was a social worker for a long time, and she worked at Children's Hospital in Atlanta. And she helped get children, whatever, if they've been abused or whatever. And she said, like, all the cases came from Terra Boulevard from Clayton County. Which is really dark, but it's just a dark area. It's kind of a dark-sided
Dude,
area.
The sheriff himself of that area was just thrown in jail himself.
He burglarized someone's house.
He did?
Yeah, was that the same guy?
That
was the mayor.
Oh,
that's,
my God, for real?
But that's
no, I'm talking
not,
about the sheriff.
It's not Terra Boulevard. It's a little further down, but that whole south part of the city, he's a mayor of a town down there. He literally just straight up burglarized someone's house like a straight up burglar style, and he's the mayor.
Good
like he,
God.
He's like, and they're handcuffing him in the car, and he's like, "I'm sorry, I did it. I thought the house was vacant." It's like, what the fuck? The guy who lived in the house was there and like held him up at gunpoint.
Oh my God!
It's like
and he
so
goes,
great.
"Wait, I'm the mayor." Like yes,
he, wait, I'm the mayor. I'm allowed to boot me a burglar.
What if he had the mayor sash on, the classic ribbon that goes around the?
I like the idea of the mayor being a burglar because the mayor and a burglar are both like very like ChatGPT textbook swag.
Yeah.
Hardcore. They're hardcore figures.
They're clip
in
art
a community.
Clip art figures.
Clip
yeah.
art figures of the community. Mayor.
Oh, which reminds
burglar,
me.
And they're very different. You know, because the mayor presumably in charge of the police, who would. Arrest a burglar.
So, clip art library. I did not know about this. I'm probably
it's
very.
A good song. This is a
another great Breathers thing. Track, obviously, to check out. Breathers. Just a great band that is always stuck with it. But clip art library. So, this is such a great website, and they're all free, and they often have transparency.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
So, let's
did you
look
show
up. I sent it in the chat just to. Okay, a lot of Simpsons. That is obviously not free to use, but
Simpsons.
Mayor.
Is that?
No, you can't. They're giving it away.
Wait though. A minute.
Well, let's look up burglar.
Yeah, burglar.
Very Simpsons specific.
Oh, that's classic burglar.
So we're getting some great ones here.
You know what I don't like about a lot of these stock things? It's like now, the really archaic stock shit from like late 90s, early 2000s, they're doing away with it because they're like, oh, that's old, no one wants it.
Yeah.
It's kind of akin to
like
how
if you
Goodwill.
Looked on Shutterstock, you would not be able to find this on
no,
Shutterstock.
Heck no. It's like how Goodwill, like they get all this cool old vintage clothes and they'll sift through it now.
And shred
because they're like, no one wants old clothes. It's like, no, that's why we go to the thrift store, dummy.
Oh, this is.
It's kind of the same thing. It's like clip art. I want. Why is he facing the other way?
It's just a, I guess, a promo image for the
cat
Amazon.
Burglar.
Yeah.
A classic cat burglar boy. The match. What the fuck is that?
What? Oh, the ads here.
What is that? Is this is the PG show. Let's get that out of here.
The penis looking
thing? Look it. It's on clearance. Let's get
it's
it.
It's a balloon knotter.
Oh. I thought maybe it was something that you might put something in, you know?
A balloon?
Or in you. I don't know. I have a dirty mind. Proof that I'm dirty minded.
Dirty minded.
This is Chase's penile. Oh, yeah, I got banned for saying penile in the last time we did the gaming.
Oh, right.
We got to do the gaming again. That was fun. I enjoyed just chatting with everyone and hearing everyone's fun voices.
Well, good. Oh, what if we printed these out? We could use just our average inkjet printer, print these out, and then use scissors to cut them out, and we'd have masks.
That's a great idea. We could write a segment around that. Hey, ChatGPT, write a segment out of masks that's been cut out. Let's actually do it. Let's
yeah,
do it,
okay.
ChatGPT. Go to ChatGPT.
I have to log in.
That's a guy we should try to see to write a show. We should write an entire episode just for that guy in ChatGPT. Say, write 8 segments for a live stream. Yeah, why didn't I think of that before? I wanted to write, some of the roamers had really good
I did pitch
chat
that to you. Before the hater, I described, I was like, we could explicitly show how a segment would be if it were written. But in the, it,
yeah,
we also
and then just
described
to show
it,
him, just to be like, look, this is us actually using ChatGPT.
It's like if...
And it sucks.
It's like if Chatbox wrote, I mean, this is well.
You know what it's going to do is it's just going to give like really dumb talking points that a regular podcast, whatever these top podcasts that make $800,000 a second.
Yeah.
It's one of those where they're like, dude, do you guys use Tinder or do you guys use Hinge? Yeah, Hinge. The chicks on Hinge are totally different than the ones on Tinder. Totally. Yeah, and I actually heard it's just that for 2 hours.
Then you could throw in a punch up there. The wacky guy could say, dude, I'm actually doing Farmers for Love or whatever, the dating app for farmers. It's a
dude, you actually will find really cool girls on Farmers for Love.
Like, dude, you're not even a farmer, dude. You wouldn't even know what to do with a shovel.
No, dude, listen. You totally can.
All right. Write a...
Me Day chicks are awesome.
I don't even feel like doing this right now.
Write it. Say, write 8 segments for a show, for a live
8?
Stream.
I'll just write 2. How about 2 segments?
No, I want to see 8.
8?
Yeah.
All right.
Write 8 segments for a comedy... Absurdist live stream show.
Okay. About involving
no,
a burglar.
No, just see what it comes up.
We
don't do any work. We let ChatGPT do it.
What about our burglar's mask? All right.
No, I want to see an entire episode.
Segment 1, wacky weather forecast.
Wacky weather forecast. That kind of sounds like something we've done, huh?
In this segment.
Like all of our business.
It just verbatim.
Unbelievable Uh-oh. News. The hosts present a series of absurd and completely fictional news stories that are designed to make the audience laugh. Segment 3, awkward interviews. In this segment, the hosts invite guests who are experts at completely bizarre and nonsensical fields.
Local cat winning the lottery or a cow learning how to play the guitar. That's pretty interesting.
A cow playing guitar? Now I've seen everything. Segment 4, cooking goes wrong. The hosts attempt to cook a simple dish, but end up making a complete mess.
No.
Segment 5,
episode 12, we made macaroni.
Segment 5 is called Absurd Skits. The hosts attempt to cook, the hosts perform short, absurd skits that parody everyday situations or common tropes. They exaggerate and twist the scenarios into hilarious and absurd.
I
like how ChatGPT
is
just saying, do hilarious stuff. Segment 6,
exactly.
The great debate. The hosts engage in a mock debate. Okay,
pick one and I'll have it elaborate upon that one.
Let's do...
Absurd skits?
Absurd,
okay.
Yeah, absurd skits.
Write segment 5.
In detail.
Script form at.
Script format.
Okay.
Can you show it on screen?
It's on my... I have a browser. Fine. Sorry. It's just a bunch of text. Everyone knows what it looks
all
like.
All right. Should I? You be host one. Let me.
Okay. I'll be
it?
Host
can
one.
Can you put it where I can see it?
Actually, you be host one.
All right.
And
so this is
a
segment that we're going to read for you guys.
Okay. So here's.
You guys ready? Who's host one? Am I host one?
You'll be host one.
Welcome back, folks. It's time for our favorite segment, Absurd Skits. Get ready to dive into a world of comedic chaos and ridiculousness.
That's right.
Ridiculousness. Rob Dyrdek's show. Go on.
No riffing.
Okay, sorry, no riffing, yeah.
That's right. We're about to transport you to the land of utter absurdity. So buckle up and get ready to laugh until your sides hurt. Hosts move to center stage. Okay.
Our first skit takes us to a bustling supermarket, but there's something different about this place.
That's right, host number one. In this supermarket, the cashiers don't just scan your groceries. Oh, no. They have a hidden talent.
Supermarket breakdancers. Scene, a typical supermarket. Host one stands behind the checkout counter as host two approaches with a shopping cart filled with items. Host one in an exaggerated robotic voice. What? A robotic voice.
Yeah.
Welcome to our futuristic supermarket where we combine shopping with the art of breakdancing.
Wait, what? I thought this was a regular supermarket.
Smiling mischievously.
Well, prepare to have your mind blown.
Host one scans an item, then suddenly breaks into a wild breakdance move while holding the barcode scanner. Host two watches in disbelief.
Okay, I didn't see that coming. Show me some more.
Host one continues to scan items and breakdance, showcasing on a rare impressive moves. Host two joins in, attempting some funny dance moves. Wait, he joins in?
Yeah, I join in.
Host one, ha ha, look at us go. Who knew scanning groceries could be so,
so you break,
entertaining?
Break character there. It's interesting to.
Yeah, that's weird.
I didn't catch
Skit
it.
Skit ends.
Skit ends. Hosts return to center stage, catching their breath. Wow, that was absurd, absolutely absurd. Who needs regular cashiers when you can have breakdancing supermarket stars?
Exactly. It's all about adding that unexpected twist to everyday situations. Our skits take the mundane and turn them into moments of pure comedy gold. That actually makes it, funny. That's actually good.
Applause from that. Hosted. Well, folks, that's just a taste of what we have in store for you tonight. Stick around because there's plenty more absurdity coming your way.
Well, folks.
And it says fade out. So very interesting there. It very like it's kind of tutorial-esque. It teaches, as ChatGPT often confuses its form, its prompt and its form and its audience. It confuses all those constantly. And just there, the sketch became a tutorial of how to write a sketch as well.
Well.
Thank you.
I want to marry the. I want to marry
Lighthouse Keeper?
I want Marty the robot to start breaking it down in the aisles.
Oh, yeah. So now they're punching. Immediately, the Realmers are punching it up.
Trash Image says, Box wrote me a recipe for zinc powder brownies that I actually printed and posted in my workplace and was taken down due to concerns over
I remember
safety.
That recipe.
That's funny.
Yeah. that was disturbing.
That is really... No, we don't recommend that.
Mm-mm.
Zinc poisoning. Well, should we take it to the... Is it...
It's certainly
taken
is...
It, we have taken it to the end,
yes.
Haven't we?
We have. And that was a great sketch. Thank you, ChatGPT, for writing all of this show. So what do you say, Doug?
I say thank you to ChatGPT for writing all of this show. We'll see you guys next week. We'll see you in the Discord and having fun as well. We should plan another game night as well.
Yeah.
And having fun that way as well.
We'll juice another game night.
Yeah. All right. See you guys later.
So long.